Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, the Colts have started their second wave of interviewing head coaching candidates for this upcoming season for the Indianapolis Colts. And unfortunately, there is one name in that group of people that a lot of people in the fan base have said, we do not want him around. And unfortunately, that name is Jeff Saturday, who is the interim head coach for the back half of the 2022 season, finished with a record of 1-7. And a lot of people are just wanting to get rid of Jeff Saturday and keep him away, but it doesn't look like he's going away anytime soon. So just a quick recap of this, guys. There's another video that's going to come out before that came out before this one that kind of talked about all of the coaching hire differences. So if you haven't seen that one, please go check that one out because it's a good one about all of the different head coach candidates that could potentially be in this Indianapolis Colts group. But what is going on is that seven coaching candidates are being interviewed again for the Indianapolis Colts. At least that's what the mainstream media is telling us now. And for a lot of people, we haven't been able to actually get the people that we want in for a second interview yet because of a lot of them being in the playoffs currently. And because of the NFL rules, we're not allowed to interview them at the moment. There's more chances for that, but the one name that everyone was wanting to not hear, and that is Jeff Saturday's name. Listen, I'm going to talk here real quick for a second, guys, on whether or not we should be afraid of Jeff Saturday being the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts for this next season. I just want to make a disclaimer right off the bat here. When I talk about Jeff Saturday and how I don't want him as the head coach of this team, it's not personal. It's not personal. I was happy somewhat when he came in to Indy. You know, I think a lot of people were insanely optimistic of, you know, maybe there could be a new attitude around the team when Jeff Saturday came in. And sure enough, it felt like the first week that he was here, it felt like, you know, there is a different energy in the building now. So I don't think that it's wrong for us to debate or to even dismiss Jeff Saturday as a candidate because of any reason other than the fact that we saw what the team did the final 7 weeks of the season. They didn't win a game. They were getting blown out in the majority of the games. The locker room culture obviously wasn't there, and you're about to go into a rebuild. You question whether or not Jeff Saturday is the right candidate here. So I'm just saying right off the top, I love Jeff Saturday. I think he's a great human. I think he's very knowledgeable of football. The problem is I don't know if he's a great head coach. I don't really think he is. I get the arguments of a lot of people saying that he wasn't given the fair shape. You know, he wasn't given the benefit of the doubt because of how bad the situation was. But I think we all knew that going into this season that Jeff Saturday was not going to be the long-term solution. But here we are. They finished the season 1-7. And then on top of it, now you're seriously considering this guy still being a league candidate for your organization. I will definitely say this, that this decision is mainly coming from the very top. It is most likely coming from Jim Irsay. I felt that Cody and I have talked about it several times that if this was 100% Ballard's decision and Irsay wanted nothing to do with it and had no control over any of it, then Jeff Saturday probably would not be in this group. But we're here. We're here. Jeff Saturday is among one of the four candidates that have already accepted interviews, and more to come, I'm sure. But here we are, Jeff Saturday being there. And, you know, the big question, is he actually a legitimate contender? And unfortunately, yes, because of what I just mentioned, Jim Irsay has pull and how this goes. And if Brian Callahan or Mike Kafka or if Shane Steichen or one of these great offensive minds decides to, you know, go up in somewhere else and things of that nature, I could see a scenario in which Jeff Saturday ends up getting the nod because some of the big favorites for Ballard are gone, and either Ballard waited too long or they were still going through their process or whatever. And then Jim Irsay just says, bring the guy in here that I'm familiar with. Unfortunately, that's where I feel that we're at in this moment. I really wish that it wasn't, but I told you guys before, D'Amico Ryans in the other video, I doubt he becomes an Indianapolis head coach because you won't be able to interview him for at least till next week. It may even be longer than that. I may have to wait till after the Super Bowl if the 49ers go to the Super Bowl. And then by that time, if you don't have one of these guys in as the head coach, you better damn well make sure that D'Amico Ryans gets in, because if not, you're screwed. You're shipped out of luck, man. I mean, it's one of those situations where Indianapolis, they talked about, you know, doing their due diligence and figuring it out along the way. But, you know, you can't wait too long with this. You can't wait too long with this situation. If you wait too long with it, some of these guys might end up going somewhere else. I mean, our best hope is that Sean Payton ends up going somewhere, either to Arizona or to Denver, something like that. If Sean Payton were to go in, then that kind of helps the coaching pool a little bit. You know, maybe say another team like, you know, Denver or the Panthers or something goes with somebody like Frank Reich or goes with somebody else that's not in our carousel, then that helps, because there's really truly only five teams right at this moment that really needs a head coach in this moment because they have the head coaching hires. So if Sean Payton takes one of them, then it makes it much easier for the Colts to grab a top guy amongst their carousel of picks, whoever those top seven are going to be at the end of the day. All we know is Jeff Saturday is one of them. He's going to get a second interview. I'm very nervous. I'll be completely honest. I'm very nervous. I don't know. I'm keeping the optimism that the Colts are going to be looking at probably like five or six different guys before they even give Jeff Saturday a chance. But like I said before, the fact that they gave him a second interview should scare a lot of people. It should definitely, you know, put the nervous seat on the hot seat on a little bit right now, because it's a possibility. It's a very real possibility, and we will see if that comes to fruition. But I really hope, again, if you haven't seen the coaching candidates video to see who I think should be there, be sure to check that one out. It's right before this one. But yes, with Jeff Saturday getting the second interview and being among the top seven or eight candidates that are going to get second interviews, definitely should make you think that there is a chance that Jeff Saturday could end up being the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts full time, not just interim. So let me know what you guys think of that news. I'm pretty positive I know one way or another which direction you're going to lean, but let me know your thoughts again on whether or not you think Jeff Saturday truly is a contender to be the head coach, or if you think this is just a publicity stunt to get people talking. I'm not sure, but you guys be sure to let me know. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciate all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.